Success in selling U.S. food products in China e-commerce style is the benefits of an effort by USDA and an e-commerce business. Here is Rod Bain with the story.
A unique partnership between USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service and one of the world's largest e-commerce companies is paying dividends for increased sales of some U.S. food products in China. Keith Schneller is the director of FAS's Agricultural Trade Office in Shanghai, and he says the partnership with the Alibaba Group and its Tmall platform has led to sales success over the past year for goods such as Northwest cherries.
During that two-week period, the vendor was able to sell 168 tons of fresh chilled cherries that were delivered directly to consumers across China.
And similar success was reported for a promotion for Alaskan seafood. Schneller says his collaboration and its use of an Amazon.com type business platform to sell goods has been so successful, future endeavors are planned, including one currently underway involving U.S. pork products.
So we're working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and actually selling directly to consumers.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Schneller continues and explains the FAS partnership with e-commerce companies to promote sales of U.S. food products in China.
My office in Shanghai has been working with some of these e-commerce companies in China for the past 3 or 4 years, and about a year ago, Tmall got into the food business, online sales directly to consumers. So we work with a lot of our U.S. producer associations and introduce their suppliers and distributors in China to Tmall and other e-commerce platforms, and we've put together some really interesting promotions over this past year. About a year ago, we launched our first promotion together with Tmall, and we had about 10 vendors and about 60 different products from the United States, and it was a program that was launched before the Chinese New Year. And then in July, we worked with our ambassador, and he helped us launch another promotion around the 4th of July period, but the main emphasis on that promotion was with Northwest cherries. We followed up with another promotion in October, and we were working with the Alaskan Seafood Marketing Institute to introduce some Alaskan seafood products, and at the end of the day, we sold 50 tons of frozen seafood that was delivered directly to consumers.
Schneller also says e-commerce is becoming a valuable tool to promote and sell our nation's food goods in China.
This is another revolutionary way of actually taking some of our higher-end products and selling them directly to consumers and not having to go through traditional brick-and-mortar supermarkets. A lot of times the suppliers have to pay a lot of extra shelf fees and multiple fees to get their products into the market, and still they have to be concerned about shelf life, how long the products are going to be sitting there on the shelf until they're sold. So it is a revolutionary new way. There are other websites that we work with, so we're leading the charge in China with our American products, but it seems that our competitors are catching on. So New Zealand, Chile, Australia, a lot of other countries are following us now onto these new online platforms. But it's really a great new way for American companies to get their products out there, educate Chinese consumers about our products, and just giving us a farther reach into the interior of China in these second, third, fourth tier cities.
For AgNet West, I'm Daniel Lee.